This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. You wouldn't confuse me with Jay. Jay's voice doesn't sound like me. Her thoughts are not mine. My thoughts are not hers. We are here independently to ask questions and maybe find a few answers, solutions to a few problems. Probably the best thing is we can tell you what we know to be the facts, and then there's, you know, a lot of stuff that goes with it conversationally. Here's some good news for those of you who think the planet is going to hell in a handbasket. Apparently the Great Barrier Reef is now showing signs of a coral recovery. Jay, in a manner of speaking, the Great Barrier Reef is something off the coast of Australia that has been an arbiter, if you will, of what's going on in marine science. And so they've been monitoring this for a number of decades. Their annual summary, which is basically a report card, right, on the condition of the coral reef.
Yeah, and it kind of goes like half, the end half, the second half of one year into the first half of the other year. So it's 21, 22. And it's showing some good signs, some good things.
Increases of 7 to 9% of the coral reef. In the reefs, they look at about 80, 90 of them around the all around Australia. Without being too specific, because I think that's going into the weeds a little bit much, the good thing is that the people, the professors, the researchers that are looking into this, it's the north and central regions off the coast of Australia, they have always said the reef could recover, but there are also things going on, stuff that's the heat that certainly affects the water and the coral conditions and the stuff that we, the junk that we throw into the water.
There's always intense disturbances happening at one time or another.
Right, exactly. The way these people throw around the word ecosystem annoys me, because everything's an ecosystem. Your water puddle in your, you know, if the EPA has its way, if you've got a puddle in your driveway, they want to regulate it because they want to make sure they can protect whatever is in the pothole in your driveway. Hello, there's nothing but mud in the pothole in your driveway. So let's not get ridiculous about this. But in terms of the barrier reef, it's more of an indicator than anything else. If you've ever done any scuba diving, Jay, you done any scuba diving at all?
Scuba diving. I've only gone snorkeling once.
Yeah.
Well, but that was cool.
Yeah, you can do the same kind of thing, only closer to the surface, to be sure. But it is a great, it's exhilarating, it's kind of fun to be able, this is how I can tell that I'm on vacation or I'm doing something different, doing something like this, you know, in the Caribbean or someplace. This is one of the things about life to relish, being able to do something like this in that turquoise water that's there and the warmth of the water. It's just, it's so cool. It's warm, but it's good. A friend or two of mine up on Lake Winnipesaukee, which is one of the big lakes in New Hampshire, great vacation spot. People have wonderful homes up there. And a couple of friends who were visiting up there the last couple of weeks, one of them reported the water in the lake is 86 degrees, which is plenty warm enough. I often am teased when I had my swimming pool at the last house. I still haven't gotten one here, but I would always set the temperature. The heat in the pool was at 88 degrees because that was, for me, that's refreshing. Grab a bar of soap and jump into the swimming pool. It's a great time was had by all, if you will. All right, so speaking of water and things that aren't maybe so good, more human remains have been discovered over the weekend in Lake Mead outside of Las Vegas. The waters are receding. This is the fourth time human remains have been found in the lake. Hey, what did you think? Where did you think the guys who were running Las Vegas, where were they throwing those bodies? Skeletal remains. And now, but this would be kind of gross. If you're out swimming and you see somebody's leg bone wash up.
I just keep thinking, like, how decomposed
are the bodies?
Yeah.
Well, nothing left but really bones. Unless it's just somebody that got thrown there 3 weeks ago, and then maybe, you know, you probably find some more stuff.
And you have to know, too, like, this isn't done. We're going to keep having more reports of more bodies found as the lake continues to recede.
There's a body that must have been recently thrown in there because you could still see the gunshot wound in this guy. So he hadn't decomposed that much. And so there's probably a lot of different, and the homicide guys will run out there and look and see what happened and make another, you know, it's kind of like, isn't there a cop show called Vegas? Is there still a police show
there
that's focused on Las Vegas?
Somewhere? I'm surprised there's not 50 different cop shows to go through every state.
Framingham's finest. I can see it now in bright lights. So anyway, all these people, the swimmers, if you're out swimming and you find a body, what's that going to do to your psyche? Probably not going to find too many of those in Lake Winnipesaukee, though. Well, once in a while, it probably...
You never know.
Yeah, exactly. I know a car dealer a number of years ago when I was working. I was on the air in Worcester, Massachusetts, and I was doing everything at the station, including news. And I remember reporting on, there's a fellow who had a Chevrolet dealership, and his name was Butler. But he was tied to the mob. And if he didn't like you, there were the problem. They found, and then a guy sort of ratted on him. One of the people working for him it was in trouble because he'd been stealing the company. So he brings him out to a lake and walks him out on the out in the dock and shoots him. Guy goes into the water. And it became, everybody knew it. This guy had done it before. He was suspected of having done this before. But the fellow who was his lieutenant squealed on him, and so he got arrested. But somehow the guy who squealed on him ended up departing this life, so they couldn't prove it. Sounds like a Law and Order episode, right? Yeah. See you later. Okay, other things affecting people and the climate and the circumstances. 1,000 people stranded in Death Valley National Park. Because of the flooding, right? Here's the difference in what's going on, like, south of there. Substantial flooding in the park. 1,000 people couldn't get out because all the roads into and out of the park were closed. And so they're trying to figure out, so where are these people, how are they eating? Are they restaurants? Do they bring food in with them? What do they do? How do they survive in this thing? That's what I'm kind of wondering about. The public affairs director for the National Park Service said a number of visitors voluntarily left the park. So how did they get out?
They got ahead of time. Yeah.
Oh, that was it. They were warned to get out. So is that what the story is here, Jay? They were told to get out before the weather got bad, and some people just decided, nah, I'm going to stay.
Well, because they didn't think it was going to be that bad. It's always one of those things. You never think it's going to be that bad. But some people were just kind of like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and pack up and go. And others were pretty much like, no, we're going to figure this out. And it ended up being pretty bad. Pretty bad.
So they're getting a lot more rain than they usually get. Isn't it interesting how it's called Death Valley for a reason? Hello, it's a desert.
Yes. It's hardly ever rain. But also think of there were 500 visitors that got stranded, but also 500 staff members of the park. So you have to think, too, of the staff people. Did anybody feel like they weren't allowed to leave?
Right. 17 people are missing. A lot of people got hurt. Did you see the fire at the oil tank farm in Cuba? Did you see the pictures? A lightning strike. Wow. Kaboom. 4 explosions. 80 people injured, firefighters trying to put the blaze out. There was a super tanker right there where the fire began in a thunderstorm. Did they I think they protected that, though. One of the tanks. They offload the oil into a tank. It's kind of the same thing if you drive up and down the coast. Route 1, it goes from Marina del Rey. It actually goes the back way around the airport and into Manhattan Beach. You can always see a tanker out because there's a big power plant there. There's always a tanker off the shore. And it's against the law to bring, in America, the tankers into right next to where the oil dumps are. But in Cuba, that's what they do. And then the Virgin Islands, you can go to, because they all have, you know, that's how they power the island. What do you think they have? They have generators that are powered by fuel oil. So they put the fuel oil into the tanks, and in this circumstance, because there was a big lightning strike, the lightning hit one of the tanks, boom, that's the end of that, and a lot of other stuff went down with it, right? Looks like that whole area. But looking at the
there are a lot of firefighters that are still unaccounted for.
Yeah, yeah. Big explosion down in Cuba over the weekend. All right, let's find out what happened to this 12-year-old boy who has a very interesting story about his heart, if you will. We'll have that after this.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working out, place.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must love wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's all that's said, so whip down your phone without, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
All right, so here's this 12-year-old boy who'd been in a coma for 4 months, dying over the weekend. Family was fighting about whether to have him on life support or not, so his heart, the poor little kid, just gave out, right? Looks like that's the...
Well, yeah, so it was the family fighting with the medical staff. The doctors wanted to pull life support. It went to court, and the jury decided that the best thing for the child was to let him die, and the family were, they were not ready for that, and...
Mm-hmm.
They just
well, are they ever?
Withdraw
is
anything.
Anybody ever ready for that? I mean, under the circumstances, so don't even put yourself in that same position. But just think about somebody else. You know, it's your child, and there's a problem. You know, the kid's brain was dead, and so leaving him on what possible value is there to leaving him other than helping the family? It doesn't help the kid, and the kid's not going to survive, no matter what. So you know, with that and all the pressure, they wanted to force the hospital to continue life-sustaining treatments, but the doctor said the kid's brain is dead. Why? What are you gonna do? In the meantime, they have youngsters can give their organs over there too, right? So hopefully the organs in this youngster's body were used to help other children that were in need, because he wasn't coming back. He was a good fighter, it looks like, you know, as much as he knew, but if your brain's dead.
He fought all the way to the end.
Yeah.
They withdrew everything, and it wasn't until they took out the respirator.
Yeah.
That he basically suffocated.
You hope that never happens to anybody you know. 21 after the hour, Doug Steffens, good day.
Mm-hmm. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Now there's a warning about salmonella in turtles. So how much attention do we pay to that, Ken?
Well, hopefully a lot, Doug. The CDC announced this week that tiny turtles, they're less than 4 inches long, are the cause of a multi-state outbreak of salmonella that has led to actually 5 hospitalizations and a few deaths already.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 half the hour now. It's time for us to work our way into the social media crowd. GoodDayShow.com is where you find, well, you can go to Facebook and Instagram and find us at Good Day Radio Show. But you can also find some of the things that are being discussed. Our daily podcast at GoodDayShow.com and the whole program in its entirety circulates all day, every day. You can hear the program on demand. At the podcast on demand of the show itself, repeating at gooddayshow.com. So the Kardashians are in the trending column here. First, Khloe and her boyfriend Tristan have a baby.
No, not boyfriend.
Oh, they married?
They are, yes. Oh, no. They're exes.
Oh, they were exes.
There was this big scandal, so scandalous, back in December where he fathered another child. And they've had a pretty rough relationship on and off, because of his cheating.
Oh, why would that be? Just because he impregnated another woman? Come on. Where's your spirit of good fun, Jay?
And this is their relationship. I don't have a hand in it. But they had already had a surrogate lined up, and she was already carrying the baby when all of this happened. So the two exes actually have no contact with each other except for co-parenting their 4-year-old daughter. Uh-huh. And now their son has officially been born, and mm-hmm. now they're co-parents of two children.
So how do you do this? Does the father have sex with this other woman, or do they do it artificially? I guess you can make, choose.
Yeah, it's artificial.
It's always artificial?
With the doctor.
I'll bet it's not always artificial. I'll bet. You get my drift?
Not when Tristan Thompson's involved.
Okay. Yeah, right.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Wink, wink, yep. All right, so anyway, the Khloe gang is a baby boy. Meanwhile, sister Kim and Pete Davidson, see you later, alligator, looks like, right?
Yeah, they broke up after 9 months of dating. According to sources, it was their age difference and busy schedules that had them had distance between the two of them. And it was apparently very amicable, and it just wasn't mm-hmm. working out for them at the time. So they called it quits.
She has 4 children. can't be easy for he's. Yeah, how old is your oldest child? Teenager, right?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think North is quite a teenager yet, although she seems to act like it as for, like, what news media says and what she does on social media. But, yeah, with Kanye West. And Pete's 28, Kim's 41. There's definitely a difference in lifestyles. He's a single guy. She's a married divorcee, divorcee with four kids.
Right.
It's got to be difficult. And they're both so busy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, they tried it for a while. It was an interesting subject of conversation, so life goes on. Selena Gomez says she wants her life to change somewhat because she wants to be a mother. How old is she now? She's 30, right? I remember.
She's 30, she's 30. She said that she hopes that she can eventually quit acting, get married, and just be a mom and put everything into herself and philanthropy. Good for
her. Why not? Yeah. Right. Why shouldn't she be able to do all that stuff? I wouldn't have thought if it wasn't somebody like her that was always in the limelight, people would say, this is normal. Well, she wants to be normal, it would seem. So can she be normal? Can people like that who have gone through fame, especially early in their lives, can they adjust? Can they just kind of drop out and become like the lady and like the boy and girl next door?
It seems like a lot of times they can. Even look at actors, young actors who quit acting, go to college, and then come back or work through college. Yeah. Dakota Fanning, Natalie Portman, they seem like they were able to have a typical youth and go to college.
28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress is poised to pass the partisan inflation reduction bill after zero Republicans supported such a massive spending bill under a recession. The White House calls it the first step in a years-long effort to transform the measure into a massive real-world expansion of clean energy. This as the Chinese have stopped all climate talks with the United States, and Europe is poised to go back to coal power due to Russia's pipeline that could be cut without notice. Democrat Senator Chris Coons on CNN last night.
This is a huge win for the American people. This is an enormous step forward for making prescription drugs affordable, for making health care sustainable, for making an enormous down payment on tackling climate change, and for reducing the deficit.
Airlines continue to struggle. 912 flights were canceled Sunday in America, and just under 6,400 flights were delayed. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
California's SB 57 will allow taxpayer money to be used for safe drug injection sites once signed by Governor Newsom. Representative Daryl Issa, the Republican from California, weighs in on Newsmax.
Well, you know, Albert Einstein said that insanity was defined as doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This isn't new. This idea of safe sites was tried in Holland years ago. Methadone, free methadone, and the like. The fact is that this is a drug dealer's dream. Because anytime somebody can't afford a fix, send them over to the free site. The rest of the time, sell them the drugs. On top of that, people are going to get further addicted. This is bizarre. It makes about as much sense as having a monkeypox party or a COVID party, and then saying, well, it's safe because we've got doctors there.
Hong Kong has reduced the amount of time travelers will need to serve hotel quarantine if showing up infected. It goes down from 7 days to 3 days. On June 29th, Earth completed the shortest day since scientists started keeping records in the 1960s. Mother Earth did a full rotation 1.59 milliseconds faster than usual. Although no one knows why Earth is spinning faster, some scientists are claiming it's climate change. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
A pair of best friends who have taken a photo booth picture together every 5 years since they were 10 years old just snapped their 50th anniversary photo. Wow, this is very cool.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Doug Steffens. Good Day Show. I'm Jay Kirshner. Doug will be along shortly. There's a Fox News host who is currently, well, in the news. His name's Jesse Waters, who has a lot to say about women who are in politics, that they should not be in the acting seat of the president unless they are married or have been pregnant.
Don't you love these people? And why do people care? Jesse Waters said that a woman has to get married and then get pregnant before she's ripe enough to run for president.
Yeah. Otherwise, too green. Like, totally likening women to bananas. You gotta be ripe enough.
Who is this? I don't even know, Jesse. There's so many people on all these news channels who come from no place. They're nothing. They just somehow get a megaphone because they said one day something right-wingish, so they get on to Fox, or they say something left-wingish and they get on MSNBC. Why does anybody waste their time watching these hosts, this stuff? I mean, you all know the same as music. You like a certain kind of country music, okay, so you find that on the radio. So the same thing is true. You want to listen to someone who has, I suppose, you know, I understand the psychology of it, but under the circumstances, it really
seems...
Well,
with age comes wisdom and with experience but, and all of that. But to say that somebody has to be pregnant, has to have had been married and stuff, are you saying the same thing for guys, that a guy has to be married and has to have fathered a child or become a father to be able to run? It seems like it's very much against women.
Kind of a misogynistic... We live in a culture, and that word is overused, by the way, but there is an application to it here for sure. And a lot of it, you know, the focus certainly more on that these days because of what's going on with Roe v. Wade and the women's right to reproduce, the kinds of negative things that are being passed in state houses, state assemblies around the country by mostly men. And so here I have a thought for you. It was passed along to me by one of my listeners named Lance. He writes, the irony of all of the abortion bills in these states is the complete lack of male inclusion. Women do not magically become pregnant. There's a man attached to every abortion. Why are men not being included in the jail time for abortion? Because this isn't about abortion. It's about men controlling women. It's an easy topic for white men to flex their power to remind the women folk that they'll always have to kneel to them. If it were actually about abortion, we'd be discussing early and continuing sex education, free birth control, health care for all, making child care financially feasible, mandatory parental leave, increasing hard sentences for rape, fixing the foster care system, and making adoption more accessible. This is not about abortion. Don't kid yourself. You know what? I think he's 100% right.
100%. Very well said.
100% right. It's not about, this is not about women and children. It's about control. It really is. So here's a doctor who is, I think he's in Dallas, but I'm not sure. Let me see. He was interviewed by the local news channel. You know, you're an OBGYN. And basically, the bottom line of the interview, Jay, is maybe I shouldn't be practicing here. Some of the doctors, even medical students, reconsidering career prospects in red states. So this has gone that far that health care is going to be impacted by this ruling and by this approach. And yet they're so blind to, the other points of view, to any other circumstances, whether you like Planned Parenthood or you don't, whether you like abortion legal or you don't, you're one person. And women's rights, men's rights, all of the things that we have sort of wrapped around, the flag's been wrapped around this whole thing, you're unpatriotic if you don't go along with the Supreme Court ruling. And again, I think sort of I don't like this reality, but it's the reality. I don't like it because I don't like the fact that that there's one issue that would determine whether people vote for a candidate or even go out to vote. I guess it's worse to to think that it's only one issue that gets people to vote. But whatever, this midterm election is going to see a lot of wild and woolly stuff. And you see already where the lines are being drawn or where the money is being spent already. $2.1 billion in advertising has been booked on radio and television for the fall election. Some of it has been spent, a lot of money actually has been spent on primaries. Thank heavens people are waking up to the fact that the primary vote is as important as the final vote. Primary season goes through September. We have our primary in Massachusetts, I think it's September 8th. It's the Tuesday after Labor Day. Anyway, back to the story. This is what I thought. Texas Southwest Medical Center in Dallas. The story of a doctor who is training in internal medicine. And he figures that his skills will be in high demand, and he's probably right about that. But he doesn't know, because of the state's strict abortion, anti-abortion laws, whether he wants to even stay there. So you're going to drive out. This is the sort of story, and the reason it's being told is that it is what apparently is going on. There are a number of different research papers being done by students in colleges all around the country, not just in red states, blue states. But, you know, the idea is whether or not you want to be, giving people advice even. This guy is not providing any of this kind of care. But there are laws in Texas that limit the procedures, and that's created confusion, certainly uncertainty over what treatments are legal if you've got a miscarriage. Let's say you have a miscarriage, and you can't, the law is so restrictive, apparently, you can't advise a pregnant patient on adoption, abortion. It's just craziness. It's 2022, for God's sakes. It not only is it crazy, it's unhealthy. This is psychologically and physically unhealthy. We're in a very unhealthy circumstance here. Why not leave well enough alone? What is there about your thinking? You think you're so important. You think you're always right. We have to protect the rights of the unborn child. Yep, get it. I'm right there with you. But what are you doing about helping a mother who's pregnant that has a problem? What are you doing about a child that's going to be born into a system that he or she is not responsible? She didn't. The child didn't make the decision. Mm-hmm. Although, depending on what you think about spiritual,
well, and what about the women who want to have children, who absolutely want to have children, has a miscarriage, but they're not in a life or death situation yet, so they have to wait until they're in a life or death situation. Well, by that time, their life may be saved, but they may lose the ability to even reproduce had they have been able to have things taken care of ahead of time.
I find this extraordinarily annoying, frankly. All right, well, that's the overview of that circumstance as we are in. I'm happy to read whatever you have to say. I don't know if I'm happy. I just, you don't have to agree with me, but you, by the same token, don't be telling me you're calling the radio station and saying, get that guy off the air. He has no business saying that. What's he talking about? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Really? And you do. Okay, good for you. 43 after the hour, there are clashes in the Gaza Strip between Israel and the Islamic Jihad. How does that affect you? And what does it mean for them after this?
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
45 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and I now focused with you on the weekend clashes in the Gaza between the Israelis and the Palestinians, but not really the Palestinians. This is a group, the jihadists, who are always, they're at it. These people are always at it, been at it for decades. I hesitate even sometimes to tell these stories because there's nothing that changes. It's kind of like the debate over birth control, capital punishment, guns, you know. Nothing changes. These people over here, the 2 million Palestinians that are on one side and the 2.5 million Israelis that are on the other side in Jerusalem, now things are ramping up because jihad is supported by Iran. And so because they're Jewish and they're Muslims back and forth. Do you see the story from, is it Phoenix or Tucson? A Muslim was killed over the weekend, and they apparently think that there have been four who have been targeted by somebody who's killing Muslims just because they're Muslims. You talk about ignorance and the complete ignorance of this sort of thing going on. But the reason I tell you the story about the Gaza Strip is because the same thing is just bigger. But it's the same kind of stuff. You can't get along with somebody because he or she isn't of your religion. This is 2022. I keep having to pinch myself, remind myself that we're living in an era that is supposedly,
we're supposed to be so much more progressive, like this, yet
exactly,
it's not
right.
Allowed.
Yeah. All right, here's something that is good that comes out of all the work that we've been doing to try to figure out what's going on, not only on our planet, but how we sit in the universe. The James Webb Telescope and the evaluation of things that it is sending back to Earth. This is the story of what the Webb Telescope has seen. Scientists are looking at this planet called TRAPPIST-1. TRAPPIST-1. Is it a home to aliens? And if it is, what kind of aliens live there? Is this like, what was the show, David Duchovny? And
The X-Files. What is it, Scully and Mulder?
Scully and Mulder, yeah, right. And by the way, Scully was named after Vince Scully, that character.
Yeah.
You know that? Yeah.
I love that.
So they're scanning the skies for signals, and there are a lot more of these exoplanets. That is, planets that they know are there. Sometimes they see them, sometimes they hear them. The Webb Telescope is seeing these stars that are as many as 40 light years away. They can be leading candidates for being habitable. Life, what's there? What kind of life is there? Would it be the same kind of life as we have here? Who knows?
Figuring out what kind of atmosphere they have, if they do have an atmosphere, and this Webb telescope has the power to check that out, if they have an atmosphere. And then if they do find that there is an atmosphere, is it hospitable? What kind of life form could be living in these conditions?
They have atmospheres, around these. And so they can identify these planets, and they can look at them, and they can tell that they have atmospheres, not what's in the atmosphere, because if they're close to their own sun, that'll be something that there's a lot of radiation and stuff, so they won't have the kind of life we have here. But certainly is an interesting thing to consider, is it not? 10 before the hour here. Conversation on the Good Day Show continues.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Here we are, 53 after the hour. Mondays, usually at this time, we have a lot of help from our friend Tom Kregler, who's decided that he's taking his family out on his boat. They haven't had a vacation yet this summer, so let's go take a boat ride. And good for him. Meanwhile, back at the ranch...
There's those allergies. Nobody will ever be safe. It is year-round, every day, whether it's ragweed or different kind of pollens. And you have the dust mites that are, they're so mean.
Yep, they're after you.
Like, what's you their can't problem? See them.
The problem is that you're there, and they want to be there.
Invading their space.
So they'll eat your nose and your ears and all that good stuff. Okay, people in the news. Remember last week the news broke that Naomi Judd had named her widower as the executor of the estate. And then apparently the daughters, Winona and Ashley, were left out of the will. So apparently Winona is going to contest the decision. Sources close to the family say they are baffled by claim. This is a Daily Mail story. That's not true, apparently, at all.
Exactly. There's supposedly that Winona is going to fight the whole will thing, and that Winona and Ashley are at odds and fighting over the whole situation, and people who are close to the family are like, where is this even coming from? There's no rift. Like, first off, they have a lot of money on their own.
Right.
They've always been very close. Larry Strickland, their stepfather, has been in their life since the 70s. So it's not like it's just some stranger, some guy who came in the last five years.
Some creep reporter.
Yeah, again, it's the whole scandal sells mentality.
Yep. Okay, Instagram rolling back changes, some criticism from the Kardashians. Why are they stopping their plans to make social media platforms more like TikTok, What's the what?
Yeah,
see,
if people want to use TikTok, they'll go to TikTok. You don't need to see it on something else. Like, the problem with Instagram was that you started seeing suggested content rather than the people you're actually following, where on TikTok, you have an option. You can pick suggested content, or you can pick the people you're following. It's two little buttons at the top. Where Instagram was just starting to throw things at you because they're like, hey, we think you'll like this. And instead, you're not seeing the people that you're actually friends with in real life or the people that you're choosing to follow. You no longer see their content. It's all these, well, you viewed a video from this person, so we think you're also going to like this person.
Yeah,
you don't know me, algorithm.
Right, yeah. And they have the knock in your voice there. Okay.
I find it offensive.
It is offensive. Next up, Lady Gaga. Remember the story where the gunman ripped her, stole her dogs away, and they found this guy, and they arrested him, and then apparently he got out of jail, right?
Yeah, it was some oversight that he was released, and he knew he wasn't supposed to be released, so he went on the run, but he's been arrested again.
Yeah. James Howard Jackson accidentally released in what the Marshals Service describes as a, quote, clerical error. So how many of these occur? Weekly, monthly, around, you know, what? How many people get let out of jail and ought not to be out of jail? Anyway, so the Sheriff's Department offered a $5,000 reward of taxpayer money because they're incompetent nincompoops. And so there are other people. There's more than one person, though, that was involved in this.
Yeah, there were a couple. And then the woman who, quote-unquote, found the dog ended up being tied with these people, too. And so she was taken in for receiving stolen goods.
Yeah. Good. So they all are supposed to be in jail, are they, is the question.
Yeah, one of them took a four-year plea deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, speaking of plea deals, how do we pronounce this woman's name? Ghislaine? I never pronounce it right.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yeah. Former confidant of Epstein. Here's another one of these. She's not out of jail, but she's been sent to a low-security federal prison to serve out her 20-year sentencing, a sentence for sex trafficking, etc. So how did that happen? Is she even an American citizen? She's a British by birth. I don't even know if she's an American citizen or not.
Yeah, I think she's a British socialite from like back in the day. But it seems like this prison, quote unquote prison, she is being retained at. It's almost like a spa. Like she gets to do yoga. She
play like, football.
Seriously,
work out in the gym. All right, so anyway, and she can spend $360 a month at the commissary. So do they bring in, do they have access to their own money under these circumstances? They can walk, sex offenders can walk the yard, says one of the inmates. Okay, well, somebody's liable to take their anger out on her. It's 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.